So are there any more questions? I think we'll collect some of them and then just go to the panelists. Is there any other delegation in the room interested in one or two issues that have been raised? So not yet. Otherwise, I will add maybe some questions of my own, if I'm allowed, because I think it's very interesting to also see the general themes that came from different organizations. Maybe if whoever feels like talking about it could expand a little bit more about the use of data, and especially aggregated data when it comes to gender, sex, and other things. I think that's very interesting, and several of you have already talked about that. So if you could go a little bit more into that and how it could help us in this room in addressing the cooperation and the assistance, also from an especially from an international perspective. I think also, Mr. Friedel, you have talked about a lack of P&O professionals. I think it would be also here, same vein, it would be interesting to see how could international cooperation help. How can we increase number and education through international assistance and cooperation in this field? And what could Protocol 5 or the CCW do in this regard? And I'm also interested maybe to hear more from Mr. Witwer about 3D printing. New technologies, I think, is also something that we are talking more and more about in Protocol 5, mostly in the clearance area, but also in victim assistance. I think it would be interesting what improvements could new technologies bring to the victim assistance side, and 3D printing is maybe an interesting example. So those are also some added questions from my side. With this, I look another time into the floor, but otherwise I would hand over to the experts. Maybe we start from left to right. Is that the easiest way, Mr. Santis?
Thank you very much. Thank you.